This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're still listening to Resource Centre and Enterprise with me, Majida Hashim. Our friends from MAGIC are the Malaysian Global Innovation and Creativity Centre are back with us in the studio again. And this time, they are here to tell us about the MAGIC Educate programs. Educate by MAGIC Academy aims to bring quality entrepreneurship education and training in the Klang Valley, beyond the Klang Valley and throughout Malaysia. Joining me in the studio today to tell us about MAGIC Educate program is Jonathan Lee, MAGIC's Executive Director of Entrepreneurship Development, and Gayatri Rajamohan, Director of MAGIC's School of Entrepreneurship of MAGIC Academy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. How are all of you?
Good. Not too bad.
Okay, so can you tell us what is MAGIC Educate?
Perhaps I'll start. Well, the Educate program, if you can think of it in a nutshell, as a marketplace where we offer training programs targeted at entrepreneurs. It's both business, technical, non-technical training programs, looking at helping entrepreneurs at various stages of their entrepreneurship journey. So that's the simplest way of looking at it, if you will.
Okay, yep. MAGIC Academy, with the Educate program, what we are planning to do is, and we aim to, is a two-pronged approach. One is a one-stop center for entrepreneurs to go through training that has been vetted by us, that has been required by the ecosystem itself. And the second area of it is to provide a one-stop center for vendors, training providers to come on board and work with us closely and for them to have a sustainable revenue stream. So these programs that we actually have has been vetted through us. They go through a preview session and to be able to maintain the quality that is required by for the ecosystem itself.
So I understand this MAGIC Educate program is divided into four areas, right? Yeah. It says here that you are looking at to grow, learn, initiate and inspire. Can you tell us about these four areas and who are the targeted audiences for each of these areas?
Okay, the four areas are basically the four stages of a startup. So most of them, which will fall in the beginning too, would be aspiring entrepreneurs who maybe have an idea but don't know how to go about with things. And some of them would be, we have a desire to become an entrepreneur, but we just don't know how to fuse things together. So that would be the first two stages. The third stage and fourth stages would be existing startups in the marketplace who have already existed for a year or two and want to develop their skills in different areas, especially when it comes to operations and things like that. So we cater, we customize our programs according to those stages based on the research and trends that we have foreseen. This research and trends that we study very closely are not only based in Malaysia, but also in the ASEAN ecosystem itself. And many a times what we do is that things that are not popular in Malaysia yet, we bring it in firsthand so that our entrepreneurs would be ready for it when it comes into our ecosystem.
Okay. So what are the contents for each of these areas?
Okay, John.
Well, it's mixed, like I mentioned. So depending on the stages, the very early stage could be an introduction to entrepreneurship. It could be an introduction to finance skills, down to, say, design thinking 101. So it's a mixed bag that we feel that would be suitable for an entrepreneur going on the or at the very early stage of their journey, down to things like deep learning and data science that would suit company that are in a stage where they're ready to actually capitalize on data that they are collecting. So those are samples of different training that we're currently offering.
So with the Educate program, we have something called a learning pathway.
Okay.
The learning pathway basically is at every stage, as a learner, you will be introduced to different concepts. So it could be management and management 101 and would be the first stage. But the same concept will also be will be introduced at the fourth stage also, but of course at a different level. So when you have Facebook ads, you have it in the first stage, you also have it in the fourth stage, and we customize the program according to where you are with your startup.
Yep. So what are the benefits that participants will get when joining in this program?
The first thing is that all these programs and the trainers have been vetted through by us. We have observed them for many hours before we have decided to accredit them under the MAGIC banner. Mm-hmm. They go through a very stringent process, purely because we need to be able to be accountable to our ecosystem and also standardize what is offered out there. So when they come to us, they can be rest assured that they have this content has been vetted. They won't be wasting their money because we have taken the time to go through all that. Secondly, is that also they will be introduced to a community of people that are having the same challenges and also have the same desires, which is to actually build a business or and become successful in a startup itself. So the community thing is something that is very valuable that we end up offering, because when you join our courses, you are introduced to an alumni within the community itself. Then we help you to channel you into different programs within Academy.
Has this been rolled out already, or is it going to be launched?
Okay, the preview sessions have already been going on from the middle of this year, and we have started to roll out the program sometime last week. Mm-hmm. So we have pegged currently 42 sessions till December, and we plan to peg in more sessions. All the sessions are around Malaysia and in different areas, in different stages. And also, the public can always at any time tell us what they want.
Okay.
And we are happy to curate the program for them.
And if I may just add, they can actually go to our website, MyMagic, not mine, to actually access the courses, the 42 courses that Gaia just mentioned. They are all uploaded onto the website already, so they can start searching for the courses that are pertinent to them.
So how much does this program with MAGIC Educate cost?
The one thing we've realized with our startups is that they do not have all the money they have. They pump it into the business, and training themselves, spending money on themselves is the last priority. So at MAGIC, all our courses are entrepreneurship friendly rates, and we have made sure that we market things at an affordable price. And all our courses are HRDF claimable. Yeah.
Okay. So where can entrepreneurs go to apply for this program?
They can go to mymagic.my/courses, and all the upcoming trainings are listed on that.
Guys, so if I am a vendor and I can provide this kind of trainings and I want to pitch my company over to MAGIC, what do I do?
Well, you can also go to the website again, mymagic.my, and get in contact with us. And we will actually schedule a meeting with the relevant vendors to find out more information about the training. And if you're successful after the meeting, we will organize a preview for your training, which will be open to members of the public.
Is there any criteria of the kind of vendors that you would prefer to be in this program?
We're actually quite open to all stages of vendors. So you could be a solo vendor and we are okay with it, or you could be a corporation. Mm-hmm. The most important thing we look at is the training quality as well as the core competencies that you cover during the program. And during the preview session, we get the participants to assess you, including the MAGIC committee who will assess you and decide whether you should be on board or not.
I have been speaking to Jonathan Lee, MAGIC's Executive Director of Entrepreneurship Development, and Gayatri Rajamohan, Director of MAGIC Academy's School of Entrepreneurship, about MAGIC Educate programs. For more information about these programs and MAGIC, head down to mymagic.my/courses. My name is Majida Hashim. You have been listening to Resource Centre on Enterprise, PFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.